Hello, guys. My name is Charles Jackson. I'm from Cohort 36 at Nashville Software School, and my two capstone projects are Hair Guide and Scoville.
Cool. These both sound really interesting. So we'll talk about those and sort of how it works and all that good stuff. So in the meantime, let's jump in to your background. What were you doing? Help me understand, where were you in life before you got this rolling?
Well, I was actually doing an IT help desk job. It was my first introduction into the IT world. Before that, I was in healthcare for 8 years, and it just seemed like the IT department seemed to have all the fun.
Right. I said, you wanted a piece of the action.
I did. I wanted a piece of the action. And I've always been interested in software engineering in general, mainly because it's kind of a good combination of being creative and technical at the same time. But I didn't have any background, any college as far as IT is concerned. And so I wanted to just get my feet wet and get an IT help desk role. That way I can get a broad spectrum and figure out, okay, now once I have a good foundation, now I can branch out and specialize in something.
Cool. Was there a specific moment when you decided, you know what, I'm ready to make a change?
Definitely. When I realized that I didn't want to be in a help desk position for more than 2 years. And so once that 2 years was up and I started searching for a job to say, okay, let me try to move up some, what I found was that the jobs that seemed like a good career path, they wanted specific knowledge. They wanted you to know a lot about one or two specific things versus I knew a little bit about a whole lot of things. And so I needed to specialize in something. And that's when I said, you know what, let me actually hone in and see if I can't get into Nashville Software School. And here we are.
Excellent. Way to go. And let's talk next about your projects and what you've been building these last 6 months. Whichever one you want to start with, what is it? And then tell me a little about how you built it.
Sure. Well, the first one I did for the front end is called Hair Guide. And guide is actually spelled G-U-Y-D, like guy, like a man.
I like that. And I like that.
The idea behind it was when I became a father and had a daughter, when it came time to do her hair, I didn't know what to do. And so I found that once I started finding tutorials and things like that, and I started doing it, and then my male friends would see, hey, you did that? And, you know, they didn't believe that I put that together. And they were very interested to hear from a man's perspective, how did you style your daughter's hair? And so Hair Guide is just a play off the word guide, you know, basically
right.
Dad.
I love it.
Guiding other dads on how to do their daughter's hair. And so it's basically a video blog application for you to, you know, post your tutorials to teach other dads and in men terms, so to speak, you know, how to style their daughter's hair.
That's great. And how did you build this from a tech perspective? How does it all work together?
So I use React, of course, HTML, CSS, but this was a React app, and I was able to incorporate Bootstrap as far as what I use for styling. But I'm able to embed the YouTube videos, everything else. Of course, you upload a picture, a written description of the tutorial, and then the video will complement that written description. But React was the main platform used to build it.
Very nice. Well, how about we shift over to your other project? What did you build there?
Sure. So with that one, we keep hearing that with engineering, it's not so much about the tech stack, it's about the logic. And so I wanted to put that to the test. And so Scoville, that is another blog style application. I wanted to see, okay, how different is it for me to build this using Python and Django versus using it in React to build a similar, Scoville is actually for spicy food enthusiasts. A lot of people aren't too aware of it, but the way that you measure the spiciness of a food is in Scoville heat units. And so the Scoville scale goes from zero. So you have you're eating a bell pepper. There's no spiciness to it. It's a Scoville heat unit of zero versus if you eat a ghost pepper or a Carolina Reaper pepper, one of the spiciest peppers in the world, you're up in the millions of Scoville heat units. And so Scoville, I played off the word, you know, played off of Nashville and said Scoville to say, you know, a community enthusiast to blog their experiences eating spicy foods.
Cool. Yeah, that makes me hungry.
Yeah, there's kind of a cult following for that. I mean, if you look around on the internet and stuff, a lot of people get into that and try to see how much heat can I tolerate, and these peppers and all these spicy food challenges and everything. And so,
nice. Anything else you want to add on to sort of the tech part of this one?
Well, again, the cool thing about this one was with the first application, the back end part of it was done for me. On this one, being that it's a full stack, I was able to learn how to build my own database. And so that was something that was different than the first time around. It was nice to see how the back end of it actually operates and getting a more hands-on experience with that. But again, styled with Bootstrap. But yeah, I did front end to back end using Python and Django.
Beautiful. All right. So as you're looking into the future, do you find yourself maybe thinking about, front-end work or back-end work? Did you enjoy one more than the other? What do you think the future might hold?
I can definitely see the pros in both. With front-end, you get the more creative side. You get to actually see the result of your work visually. You can show your family and friends, and there's a wow factor. Like, wow, you made that. It's more visual. And then the back-end is if you're looking for something more technical, maybe looking to be less creative and just more definite about what you're doing and having those analytical days, then that's where the back end becomes lovely. I'm having a creative block. No problem. Let me work on this back end because it's just more definite.
Good deal. Well, I've really enjoyed hearing the tour on all the things you've been doing and the passion you have for this. It is just so apparent.
Well, thank you.
Well, that really answers all the questions I had. So I just want to keep in touch and follow along. Thanks so much for taking the time to do this.
Awesome. I appreciate it very much.